A new report is calling for Papua New Guinea leaders to urgently change course and end the reliance on mining and logging. The PNG civil society group ACT NOW with Jubilee Australia and the California-based Oakland Institute has this month released From Extraction to Inclusion. They have shown that big extraction projects, oil and gas, copper and gold, and harvesting vast amounts of forest and planting oil palm have done little to improve the lives of Papua New Guineans. The ACT NOW spokesperson, Eddie Tanago, told Don Wiseman, the wishes of the people have got to be put at the centre of any development discussion.
Most of these companies that we have in the country are all foreign owned. And this report particularly finds that Papua New Guinea being a country that is always dependent on natural resource extraction. But we have seen that nothing really good has been done to the people and the livelihood of the people. What this report really finds out is that even though we may claim to have huge profits coming in from this resource extraction, but in reality there is really nothing tangible that there to show that people are actually benefiting. All we have are the social and environmental costs and the livelihood that is really, really deteriorating for the people of this country.
I guess the big issue for a government is that when you are awash with these minerals, it's hard to turn away from them, isn't it? But what clearly ACT NOW, I'm working in association with Jubilee Australia and with the Oakland Institute in the US, are suggesting governments have got to take a distinctly different road. What is it you want the governments to do?
Firstly, we need a change of focus in terms of investment and policy changes from our government. To make people at the center of development is one thing, but also it must make sure that we focus our attention on agriculture, which is something that has been part of our life since day one or prior to independence. So there are resources to assist smallholder growers or smallholder farmers where it could encourage them to go in there without actually giving their land away. They could use their land to work on so that they could use the land but also generate their own income. So in a way, we have an economy that is driven and owned by the locals. So this is the focus that we want the government to take. Secondly, we also want a ban of large plantations, like, for example, oil palm. We also want the government to ban round log exports, and we start looking into downstream processing. At the stage now, logging is happening in every sector, in all over the country. And as we all know, it's mostly foreign dominant.
In terms of agriculture, this has been talked about for a long time, the idea of developing a commercial approach to agriculture in PNG.
Yep.
So up to now, what has been holding it back?
I think the focus has basically been on a large scale, which is more foreign-owned, foreign-dominant, and on a large plantation-like agriculture. And we have one that really stands out in the country is oil palm. And we know how devastating oil palm has been to the ecosystem, to the people. It has never produced the promise it was first given. So I think the focus has been mostly on foreign-owned and large-scale plantations than on the local people.
In terms of downstream processing of logs, an organisation like ACT NOW would support forestry if there was the milling of timber and so on and so on.
I would say that we have a position on forestry that it has to be sustainable. It has to make sure that there are no social and environmental costs incurred and that the laws of the country should be respected. At the moment, it's not happening like that in this country. So we, as much as possible, you have a company that is respectful of our laws, that is also respectful of the rights of the people, that is also respectful of the rights of the landowners, and that the most important thing are the people and not the company, and that the government should make sure that the people are receive the ultimate benefit, and then they decide on what should have to happen on the land, and then not, you have people who are mostly come in there and use police, they abuse the rights of the people, they take away people's land, and people should be made the focus of attention. Then, mostly we see loggers would rape our forests and leave nothing for the people.
That was Eddie Tanago, the spokesperson for PNG Civil Society Group, ACT NOW.